You've tuned in to the Nunes Newscast. Subscribe on Rumble.com to watch or download wherever you listen to podcasts. Here's your host, Devin Nunes.
Countdown to socialism. Big tech tyranny. It's no surprise that the big tech tyrants, Amazon, Apple, Google, Facebook, Twitter, the list goes on, are biased against conservatives. After President Trump shocked the establishment elites with a historic 2016 win, these Silicon Valley ghouls dropped the mask of impartiality.
Can I move to Canada?
The top tech tyrants began blaming themselves for Clinton's loss, arguing that big tech was too complacent and should have done more to put their thumb on the electoral scale. Shortly after Election Day in 2016, Google's top executives called a company meeting to express dismay at Trump's election and compare Trump supporters to fascists. Democrats, especially Hillary Clinton and her campaign, alleged that Facebook was a hotbed of misinformation that hurt Clinton and helped Trump. Here are the videos.
So WikiLeaks was operating as an arm of the Russian intelligence services. Facebook was careless.
I think Facebook basically underestimated the role that, you know, fake news and bots and that sort of thing would play in the election.
Things happened on our platform in this election that should not have happened.
Ironically, the left uses social media as their own disinformation funnel to actively suppress conservative news sources and opinions. That's the key difference between conservative and liberal concerns with big tech's sway over our republic. The right wants to secure free speech against big tech censorship. The left wants big tech to censor the speech of their political opponents. The left understands that they have a powerful political tool at their disposal. Big tech knows it too. Every decision the big tech companies have made in the last 4 years have helped socialist Democrats and harmed Republicans and conservatives. And nobody on the left understands this reality better than President Obama himself. In a recent interview with his personal stenographer, Jeffrey Goldberg of The Atlantic, another fake news outlet, Obama said big tech is, quote, the single biggest threat to our democracy, unquote. Of course, what Obama really means is that big tech apparatus is not allowed to arbitrarily silence conservatives is a threat, not to democracy, but to the possibility of Democrat one-party rule like we have in the state of California. 2016 taught the left that any crack in their big tech firewall could oust them from power. If the Soviet-like online crackdown on free speech during the 2020 election is any indication, the left is determined not to make that mistake again.
Stay up to date by following Devin Nunes on Parler, subscribing on Rumble.com to watch the podcast, or download wherever you listen to podcasts.